Live from the Average Joe Nation studios in St. Clair, Missouri, this is the Average Joe Podcast, a show that proves that in this crazy world, a combination of common sense and a C plus average is actually a superpower. Sure, he's crazy, but what if he's right? Please welcome your host, Damon Gilbert.
All right, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good something, right? Yeah, well, I'm feeling better today. I had a bit of a toothache. Have you ever had a toothache? I mean, a really bad one. There's nothing worse. Absolutely nothing worse. I mean, they could have gotten me to admit to being the second gunman on the grassy knoll. I'm not kidding you. It hurt. It hurt bad. So I'm past that, I think. I've got some antibiotics, and I think we're back on the road. I had an infection of some kind. So I'm in a little bit better mood today, but I got to tell you, there's some things going on in the world today that are, they're monumentally stupid. They really are. And we're going to get into that in just a second. But what I really wanted to do was compliment a particular company in my area here. The company's, I'm going to use their name because they were super nice. It's Haslag Steel. They create steel parts, that kind of thing. Big company, super nice, family-run organization, which is rare in these days in the world. And to start this off, I want to tell you that the world right now, and if you've been out in the world at all, and you all have, anybody listening to this has run across this, okay? The world, especially the working world, is full of, you get three things in the working world. You get incompetence, you get stupidity, and you get laziness. Okay? Now, having said that, I'm going to explain what I mean by that. And you know what I'm talking about. When you go into a store, are you going to have anything done, be it over the phone, be it in person, be it wherever, you know, you're ordering lunch. I mean, it doesn't matter. You're surrounded by three things, usually. Incompetence, stupidity, and laziness. And I know incompetence and stupidity sound like the same thing, but they're really not. Incompetence is you have no idea how to do your job. Doesn't make you stupid. Okay, that doesn't make you stupid. It just means that you haven't been trained. You've been thrown into a position that you're not aware of. You have no background in it. You didn't pay attention when they were explaining how things worked. That's incompetence. Okay, stupidity is another thing. Now, you and I both know that, and I've upped my percentages. I used to think that 25% of the people in the world were stupid. I've upped that to about 40 now, and it may even be higher. But I'm being generous, okay? So you've got stupidity too. And then the biggest one is laziness. Laziness is not something that you can actually measure. It's just there, and you know when it's there. And you see it on a daily basis. Think of the times you've gone uptown to do something, be it anything. I mean, I don't care if it's insurance or you're going there to buy something from a hardware store. It almost always takes 2 to 3 trips. You know what I'm saying? Now, unless you're going in there for one item, you know what you're looking for, that's fine. But if you're going out in there and it's something that's complicated and it may take some IQ and some thought processing, you will at least make 2 trips and usually 3. So when something comes up and I am presented with excellent service, I have to commend it. And in this particular instance, Haslag Steel was doing something for me. Now, they're a big company. You know, I mean, they're not mega big. It's not like they're in 10 states or anything like that, but this is a big company. It employs several people, a lot of people, actually. I see cars there all over the place. And they are a steel fabricator. And I made a call a week ago. I'd made a template of something. I needed a piece of stainless steel made. The gal was super nice over the phone. Her name was Taylor. She was super nice. She said, bring it in. We'll take care of it. I did. I walked in. They took my template. She said, come back in a week. We'll have it done. And guess what? I went back. I called this morning. Talked to a guy on the phone. Totally competent individual. He said, yes, we've got it. Come on over. I drove over there, I walked in, they knew what I was looking for, they had it for me. And this is, and mind you, my stuff is small potatoes compared to what they do. I mean, they really didn't have to put a lot of effort into me. They really didn't, because what? I'm gonna take my business elsewhere. It was a $100 purchase. It was ridiculous. They didn't know me from Adam. It's not like they knew me and they said, "Oh God, we got to do this for him." No. They did exactly what they said they were gonna do. And I tell you what, folks, in my book, that's saying something. It really is. And I commend them for that. And I wish that was I wish it was the rule rather than the exception. You know what I mean? I think the world would be a better place. So anyway, having said that, when I bring up those three particular words, incompetence, stupidity, and laziness, I am describing the federal government. Everybody that works there, okay, especially the White House. I've never seen those three things describe everything you need to know about the White House. This administration, it is pathetic. They don't even know how to go after someone correctly. They don't. They got taken on this one. I still think Trump's the one that started this whole thing because it's all over the newspaper. It's all over the news again. All over. It's a back and forth. Yesterday, I believe we were graced with Merrick Garland's, it looked like a hostage video. You know what I mean? Like he was told 5 minutes earlier that he was going to have to give this speech. He was nowhere to be found, okay, for the last couple of days. Biden takes off on vacation. Christopher Wray, all he can talk about is how my agents are being threatened and the FBI and oh my God, you know, all that. Okay, he didn't answer any questions about this particular raid. The Justice Department is bouncing it back to the FBI. The FBI is bouncing it back to the Justice Department. They're trying to figure who's going to take the hit on this one. Okay, now if this reeks of Watergate, it really does. This reeks of a banana republic and the way they operate. Watergate is a perfect example of it. If you've ever done any kind of research into this, you just need to scratch the surface of this. Look it up. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just do a brief, you know, a shallow dive, I guess is what you'd call it, into what actually went on in Watergate. I mean, this reeks of that. They have such incompetence. These people don't even know how to go after somebody good. They really don't. They have no clue. They just shoot from the hip and they hope the chips fall. And the thing is, this, like I said, this speech looked like a hostage video. This was a lowest learner moment, okay? When the IRS was weaponized back under the Obama administration, Lois Lerner, the head of the IRS, she took the hit on that one. It was an IRS scandal because they could prove, and the Republicans were proving and showing, that the IRS weaponized them, their agents, to go after conservative individuals and Republican companies, anybody who was a supporter of the right. They went after them. And in some cases, progressives. But that's another story completely. But at the end of the day, that's where it would be. And then you've got Eric Holder, the Fast and Furious debacle, where they were giving away, they were supposed to be, if you don't remember this, they were supposed to be tracking automatic weapons that they sold to cartels, and somehow or other that was going to bring it into the Second Amendment, and we were going to take everything down. We were going to track these things and find out who, and then what happens? A Border Patrol agent get killed by those very weapons that they gave away. And Eric Holder, he took the hit. Lois Lerner took the hit on the IRS thing. They're the fall guys. That's what it is. Eric Holder took that hit, and what they did was they said to him and Lois Lerner, they said, now we understand you're going to have to take the hit on this. We don't want any problems, okay? And the thing is, it's pretty easy for them. The problem is that basically your public service life is over. But here's what they tell you in the meantime. They say, look, we're going to pay you very well. You're going to be well protected. You're not going to do any time over this. But you're going to have to get in front of some congressional hearings. You're going to have to take the heat for this. You're not going to admit fault, but you're going to be the one that they point the finger at. Because we cannot, under any circumstances, have the finger pointed at the vice president or the president. We just can't. Now, they wanted to spy. They wanted to. It's the same thing. It's the same thing they were doing with Barack Obama. Or I mean, with Donald Trump, when they spied on him before he even announced that he was going to run for president in 2015. We don't want to know anything. That's the rule. The big guy doesn't want to know anything. It's Iran-Contra all over again. You know, if you remember those days. Reagan knew nothing about it. Bush didn't know anything about it. Oh, my goodness. And then Colonel North gets up there and takes the heat for it, right? He's the one that takes the heat. Same thing here. And what do they tell you? They say, you know what? You're going to be well paid. You really are. You're going to write a book. You're going to write a book about your experiences. And you're going to, that book is going to be bought by all these people who are don't even exist. And you're going to sell millions of copies. And you're going to retire on a villa somewhere with your money in your pocket. But you're not going to be a public life anymore. So you're going to take the hit for this. Okay? So, when you take the rap, no one at the top tier is going to be blamed. You know that going in, okay? So you're going to get millions back. It's kind of like the mafia. The mafia does this. They'll have a fall guy that takes a hit for something. They kill someone or they, you know. And the poor guy at the bottom is the one that takes a hit. And he's not going to tell that he's not going to fess up. He's not going to drop dime on the people above him because he knows he's going to do. You know, they got control of the federal government. They got control of the judicial system. So they just say, okay, well, you'll do 5 years. You'll come out. You'll be really good shape when you get out of there. That's what we're going to do. You're going to become a millionaire. Yeah. So Merrick Garland gets up there yesterday. And I don't think he knew anything about this. He had claimed before that they knew nothing about it. The White House claimed they knew nothing about this raid. The FBI, they're going, hey, we were just acting on what we were told to do. So suddenly, no one knows anything about this, okay? Well, then the heat starts being turned up. And all of a sudden, somebody's got to take blame for this. And so they said, okay, here's the deal, Garland. You're going to have to take the hit for this. So I don't know when they told him he was going to have to do this, but it had to have been just minutes before this all took place because he looked so unprepared. I don't know if you watched it. I may have been the only one that watched it. It was about 4 minutes long. He gets up there and he's as stiff as a board. I swear to God, he was sweating bullets. He did not know what to say. He wanted to point fingers at the threats that were coming into the Department of Justice, you know, that kind of thing. He's trying to deflect is what he's doing. He's bringing up another subject so he can talk about that. But at the end of the day, he did. He said, it looked like it was off the cuff. It really did. It looked like he didn't even have a script or he hadn't read one prior to this. But he took the blame. He's taking the blame. He's saying, you know what? I'm the one that signed off on this. And I'm the one that's going to have to take the heat for it. You know, basically is what he said. But you MAGA people out there, when you're calling the Justice Department and telling us we're no good and we're a bunch of low-down, you know, terrible, corrupt people, we just can't have that because my FBI is nothing but upstanding G-men that it's Superman kind of stuff, you know, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. They're there for democracy and the, yeah, and that's harsh shit, by the way. But anyway, getting back to this, what happens if this all goes down? What if they do find classified material? What if they do find it? Now, remember, at the end of the day, Trump was cooperating with these people. Now, he was cooperating with the National Archives. And he had declassified a lot of this already, even though it may be marked classified. It was declassified before he left the White House. So if they find classified material and it's declassified, they're going to look like idiots, okay? Imagine they find classified material, but they knew about it, okay? How about if they find classified material and it was just simply misplaced and it's maybe who knows? It's not the nuclear codes. That's where we're going with this now. We're trying to act like he's got some kind of nuclear secrets that he was trying to sell China. It's such nonsense. I mean, they are grasping the straws at this point. They don't know what to do. They really don't know what to do. What you're going to do with this, and I still stand by the fact that I think Trump orchestrated this thing because no one is this lucky. No one. You would have to plan this to make it any worse for the administration. This is totally blown up in their face. It really is. It's unbelievable. This has got, the thing is, you're going to piss off every MAGA supporter. That's where Trump is just coming out smelling like a rose. It's going to embolden Trump. It's going to. It really is. And the thing is, like Mr. Garland is going to say, he's going to say, hey, I got plausible deniability. You know, he's going to take the hit. He's going to do that. But he's going to say, hey, I was given evidence that showed there was a crime taking place. Right? Because, I mean, I know I didn't investigate it, but I mean, they brought it to me. They said, hey, here's what's going on. I said, let's do it. Let's go down there. And he's going to say, I had no contact with the National Archives. I didn't know they had this down there. I didn't do any research. I was incompetent and I was lazy. See how those, there's two of them. I'm not saying he's stupid. Okay. He said, I thought it was legitimate. So I greenlighted the raid. Yeah. I didn't know there was cooperation with these guys. I didn't have any idea because there's compartmentalization in the federal government, and that's what protects the big guys. That's how you get secret operations in place. Compartmentalization. I know my job, and that's all I know. Okay, that's it. That way, if they don't find anything actionable on this. They're gonna drag this out through the midterms. That's exactly what they're gonna do. They're gonna come up with something new constantly. That's what they're gonna do. They're gonna say, well, we didn't find this, but we're still looking for this, and they're gonna drag it out through the midterms and possibly through 2024. Now, does this not stink completely? I mean, it really does. This is like Pissgate. This is like the Russian collusion. This has got shadows of Christopher Steele and the Russian collusion. I mean, that's all it is. That's all it is. This is all that's going down. They had to figure out something to go after this guy with. That's what they did. And they jumped on it. When they thought they had actionable intel, they said, we got to go get this guy now. We got to do it. Now, here's the thing. They're talking about nuclear information now, classified nuclear information. Explain to me, if you thought that was the case, then explain to me why it took you 18 months to go break his door down. When you actually had access to it. Trump said, hey, they told me to put a new lock on it. I did, so they could get in and out. I put a new lock on it. What they break the door down to get in. You tell me they didn't have a key? They're the ones that told me to put I gave them a key. So this is going to go on and on and on. It's never going to end. They're going to stick by this story that somehow or other that Donald Trump had classified information and he must have hidden it somewhere. I mean, he's not real bright if he kept it on his property. I mean, if you're Donald Trump and you've got properties all over the world, what you're actually going to keep classified documents? What, in Melania's sock drawer or in her underwear drawer? I mean, you got to be. He's not that stupid. The problem is these people are stupid. The people that make these decisions, they're incompetent, they're stupid, and they're lazy. And I stick by that. That's how the world works anymore. And now you got Garland out there talking about threats against the FBI and threats against the Department of Justice. And he talks about how it's dishonorable to question an FBI agent. Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? If you know anything about the history of the FBI, they have a history of human rights violations that dates back a century, folks. A century. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about an organization that was brought into effect to bust balls for drinking during Prohibition and to go after guns during the mafia. That's all this was about. Yeah. That's all they existed for. The FBI was there for one specific reason, and that was to go after people who were making liquor illegally. They weren't even supposed to be around. The FBI should be disbanded tomorrow, but they're not going to be. Yeah. So now they're claiming Trump is guilty and he's hiding something. And their proof is that he doesn't want the search warrant revealed to the public. Well, guess what? About 15 minutes later, after they stated that on I don't know which network it was, they come out and, well, they announced it. They said, oh, you know, Trump, he doesn't want this the search warrant released. He comes out on Truth Social and says, release it, be my guest. I don't care. I know exactly what was in it, and I know exactly what I have, and I know exactly I was not hiding anything. So you go ahead and release that. Now they got their tit in the ringer again. This is, I'm telling you, folks, this is Pissgate 2.0. That's what it is. It's the Russian collusion 2.0. It's nothing more than a big steaming pile of horse shit, and it's going to be something that these people are going to regret that they ever took on. And I firmly believe that Trump did this on purpose. He was the maybe not him personally, but he's the one that set this all up. He knew they'd go after it and they would swallow it hook, line, and sinker. And guess what they did? They did exactly what they said. And again, I go back to incompetence, stupidity, and laziness. And it's rampant in federal government. These people have never been in any kind of private business. They've never done anything but government work. I think out of 141 people that work at the White House, I think 90% of them have no private experience whatsoever. They're civil servants, and they've always been. They don't know how the real world works. And they're up against a guy that he invented the real world. Okay, so that's all I got right now on this, and we will talk again about it, because I guarantee you this is a story that's got legs. That's what they call it. Story that's got legs. It just keeps on giving, and it will continue to do that. So I'll be right back with the news, and we will discuss a few items then.
A little bit of crazy, but a whole lot of right. You're listening to the Average Joe Podcast with Damon Gilbert.
All right, we're back, and first story I wanted to talk about was Trump's demanding that the Mar-a-Lago raid warrant be released. I think that's hilarious. He's saying, okay, you guys, I want it released. I want everybody to see what was in it. I want the world to know what they were looking for, because they keep making this stuff up. They keep changing the narrative, and he says, I want it released. That's great. Okay. Another story, Jean-Pierre, the black lesbian, she said this yesterday, and I tell you, again, I go back to stupidity, and well, incompetence, stupidity, and laziness, and she represents all three of those things. She said, we need to pass the Inflation Reduction Bill so we can find out how it works. Now, historically, this sounds like Pelosi back when she was talking about Obamacare. And she said, we need to pass the bill so we can find out what's in it. I tell you, these people, they just amaze me at the stupidity that they have. I don't know why you would say that. You don't know anything about history. You don't know anything about your past. You don't know anything about what happened in the past. These people are just amazing. To say that out loud when you know that the media is going to jump all over that. So you're telling me we need to pass a $740 billion bill just so we can find out what's in it. That's ridiculous. And speaking of creepoids, Liz Cheney right now, she is about 30 points down in the latest poll. You know, so that's pretty bad. That really is. Now, I also want to tell you this. Liz Cheney, who is Mr. Cheney, the vice president's daughter. Now, this is not his gay one. This is the other one. Liz, she threw her sister under the bus because she was a lesbian. I don't know how that works out at family reunions, but I'm sure it's uncomfortable. But nonetheless, Liz Cheney's worth, just for the record, has increased 600% during her time in office. She was worth about $7 million when she went into office. She's now currently worth $44 million. Now, I know she didn't do that. She didn't make that money by saving her every nickel and dime she's got. You know that as well as I do. This proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that these people are corrupt to the core, and that they make their money once they get into office with insider trading and inside deals. This is a perfect example of it. She's as corrupt as they come. I'm surprised she's not worth more than that. She wasn't doing her job. She must have been taking a few days off, because I would think with all the years she's been there, she could have come up with better than $44 million. She must not be very good at it then. So, let's see. Oh, yeah. Murder rate in major U.S. cities that are run by Democrats outpaces Ukraine's recorded civilian death rate. Now, this is per capita, of course. You know, this is per capita. This doesn't mean that there were more deaths in these cities than there have been deaths in Ukraine. But per capita, per 100,000 people, in Ukraine, they've had 13.12 deaths. Okay, now these are statistics. You can take it for what it's worth. But let's just pick one. Chicago, per 100,000 people. Now, mind you, there were 13.12 deaths per 100,000. This is according to the UN in Ukraine. And Chicago was 14.8. That's more. I can do simple math. Guess how much it was in Baltimore? Per 100,000, 37 deaths, 37 murders per 100,000 people. St. Louis, where I live right outside of, 38.2. I'd say the Democratic Party and these black mayors and this progressive way of looking at the world and defund the police and Antifa and BLM, this is not working out for you. You're killing more people. You're getting more people killed. It really is. You've done everything you possibly can to destroy these cities. And apparently it's working. I don't think that was that their main purpose in life? I don't know. Could be. Let's see. Oh, yeah, and Trump is mocking. He's calling it a hoax because the FBI is reporting that the Mar-a-Lago raid was over nuclear documents. We talked about that earlier. That I mean, you got to be a pretty big dumbass. First of all, the nuclear codes. Let's just say he has a copy of the nuclear codes. Maybe it was inadvertently put in his files. Whatever. The deal is, it doesn't matter because they change those codes as soon as a new president comes in. That's how they do it. They don't keep the same ones. What, are you stupid? No, of course not. So this is BS. I tell you, it'll level. I didn't know it was even possible anymore. Oh, let's see. Treasury Secretary Yellen. Now this is Treasury Secretary. Okay, she's asking the IRS to please not increase audits on the middle class. Ooh, that'll do it. You're asking the IRS to do something for the Treasury Department. So what's that tell you, folks? What's that tell you? That statement right there, that Yellen is asking the IRS to please not increase audits on the middle class. What's that mean? That means they're planning on increasing audits on the middle class. It's that simple. It really is. And now you've got the IRS training with live weapons. I mean, we'll get into that here in just a second. That's one of my final stories. But let's see the next story. The computer repairman who I guess got a hold of a. Remember the guy that Hunter Biden's laptop? They left it at that repair shop. Okay, that computer repairman claims the FBI agents threatened him and told him to say nothing about Hunter Biden's laptop when they came to retrieve it. Now, this is 2 months after he said he was willing to hand it over. And this guy's name, John Paul Mack Isaac. He's writing a book about this. And I believe what is the name of the book? My Battle to Expose the Truth comes out. It's coming out on November 22nd of 2022. Yeah, and they've gotten a excerpt from this book. It was obtained by the Daily Mail. And he said, what did he say? He said, Agent Wilson, this is one of the guys that came in. Agent Wilson, let's see, what did he tell him? He said he claimed that during the events on December 9th, 2019, at his shop, he tried to defuse the situation with humor and told the two agents, and this is a quote, he said, I'll remember to change your names when I write the book. Now, Agent Wilson, one of the agents, kept walking, and this Mac Isaac, the other agent, turned around and said, it's our experience that nothing ever happens to people that don't talk about these things, he said, before turning back and walking out the door. He said, this guy who owned the shop, he said, he locked the door after they left and weighed whether that was a direct threat or a thinly veiled one. Now this took place more than 2 months after this guy had tried to hand over the copy of the hard drive to the feds in New Mexico. Yeah, so basically what they were doing is they were running interference for the Trump administration. I mean, for the Biden administration. They did not want this out there. This was prior to the 2020 election. They did not want this out there. No way. No way. No how. So what they do? They send their hitmen in, the FBI agents, and they threaten this guy just like the mafia would. And I firmly believe this is what happened. I do. It doesn't surprise me in the least, because they dismissed this. How many months did it go by that everybody act like it was Russian disinformation? This Hunter Biden laptop, heard it over and over again. Oh, it's nothing. That's Russian collusion. That's Russian disinformation. Yeah, yeah, whatever. Let's see. Oh, the FBI director warns Trump supporters about deplorable and dangerous threats following Trump raid. Okay, now it's funny because he's worried about violence. He's saying that his agents are wonderful and that they are being threatened. Okay, there hasn't been any violence or anything yet, but they've been threatened. They're being bad-mouthed, and we can't have that because these guys are squeaky clean and they're wonderful people and they have nothing but the country's best interest at heart. That's harsh shit, by the way. Okay, and what's funny is the Democrats, if you recall, it hasn't been too long ago, the Democrats were cheering riots. Okay, they were saying basically burn it down, and we'll have mostly peaceful protests when a building's burning behind us. CNN's telling it's mostly peaceful. Democrats loved it then, but now they hate violence. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Democrats were cheering it a year ago, and now all of a sudden we're scared to death. I find that amazing. I really do. Let's see. Last story that I wanted to talk to you about is the IRS is training. IRS training, okay, has included armed agents carrying out simulated assault on a suburban home. Okay, now this training was featured in a 2021 IRS annual report, which shows agents at the agency's National Criminal Investigation Training Academy, which is located within the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Brunswick, Georgia. It says the documents show how the agents are given firearms training, and another image shows agents wearing tactical clothes that say police and IRS. Okay, training also includes physical fitness conditioning and use of force training, which includes firearms, weaponless tactics, and building entry. How about that? The training simulation is likely to promote concern following the revelation of an IRS job posting that announced it was looking to hire people who are ready to kill. And that's no kidding. I saw the job ad. It said listed one of the major duties of IRS agents is to be able to carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. Now, the IRS has subsequently deleted the job posting, which was discovered after the Democrats introduced a new bill that would give $80 billion in funding to the IRS to hire 87,000 new IRS agents. Okay? They're coming after us, folks. They're coming after us, and it's just a matter of time. Yeah, and I'm telling you, what a guy needs to do is take his money and hide it like they used to do, in a jar and put it in the backyard. Because I'm telling you, they're coming after us. And if you think they're going to go after the billionaires, there's only 450 of those in the United States. And you certainly don't need 87,000 agents to do that. So, I rest my case. All right, and I believe that's all I got today. And I wanted to thank you again for listening. And we will see you again. And remember, it's August 12th. And Joe Biden is the worst president in American history. And he's currently in South Carolina with his degenerate son, who got to fly there on Air Force One. You can't make this up, okay? So let's go, Brandon.